Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I don't know why we got the country music. Maybe Lindsay's into country. But as I mentioned leading up to the top of the hour break, Lindsey Young, who has done a phenomenal job with going on, 9.5 years with the Minnesota Vikings. She is now an accomplished author. She just has done a new book. It's called Olivia the Brave, and she's joining us now here on The Late Show to talk about that. First off, Lindsay, I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
I know. It has been such a long time. I am doing well, though. I know it's been 9.5 years with the Vikings, but like hearing you say it, I'm like, wow, yeah, it's been a long time that I've been with the Vikings now, but still loving it, doing well.
Yeah. Plus, Lindsay, let's be honest. We lose grasp of time and the concept of time when you've lived through a pandemic. Like that whole entire, like 2, 3, 4 years, I don't even remember how many years it was. It just seems like you typically lose track, right?
It's so true. Yeah, I feel like you kind of like before the pandemic and then after, and time kind of feels like a flat circle.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the things about you is that you're passionate about storytelling, and you're also passionate just as equally about mental health advocacy. And talk about that a little bit here before we get into the book, because me and you have had a conversation on our show or on this show before. I think it was not last year, but the year before, just about mental health awareness. Kind of talk to the listening audience about why it's so important to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I have my own mental health journey. I mean, I like to think that all of us have a mental health journey. But for me, you know, growing up, I was a pretty anxious kiddo, a pretty sensitive kiddo. When I was 14, I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. And so it's definitely not something that defines me, but it is a part of my story. And more in my adult life now, I've also struggled with some depression. And so that's been a part of my story. Yeah. I've wanted to be able to help and support other people, but I didn't really know what that would look like. And it really wasn't until during the pandemic in like October, November 2020, where I sort of had my own experience where, you know, I am pretty open about saying I really hit rock bottom. And it was a really, really dark time in my life. And it was sort of like, if I, you know, get through this onto the other side, I really want to find more ways to help and support other people in the mental health area and space. And so, you know, I think we had talked about the Getting Open series that I started with the Vikings in 2021.
Yep.
And, you know, that was kind of, it was great. I've really, really enjoyed doing it. I've been so grateful that the Vikings have given me the platform and the support to do that. But that was all, you know, for grownups or for young adults. And I really thought that there was, you know, some space where there was a gap in trying to help kids with their mental health.
Yeah, yeah. And you're 100% right in terms of, like, first off, you weren't the only one that dealt with maybe the pandemic being a trying time, because there were so many people all over the world that felt isolated, right? Like, you're by yourself.
Right.
And I know me personally, you know, I don't have any kids. I've never been married. So when you're single, there's a different dynamic to the pandemic that kind of isolated some people more than others, number one. And then number two, I guess my next question would be, do you feel like we're getting in a better place, specifically in our country, with regards to making people more aware about help with regards to mental health awareness?
Yeah, I do. And I feel like, you know, I would have to give kudos to some of those professional athletes who have been open about their story. Like, I remember, you know, a number of years ago reading the story that Kevin Love shared about his own experiences. And obviously, Kevin Love and I have very little in common, but I can remember reading, like, how he talked about this panic attack that he experienced during one of his games. And the way that he described that, I was like, whoa, like, I completely resonate with that. It felt like someone, you know, saw me. And so I think whether it's Kevin Love, Naomi Osaka, I know there have been several over the past few years, like, I think that for better or worse, like, we look at these athletes or celebrities or whatever they may be, and it's sort of like, if they're comfortable sharing their story, then I think it makes us feel more comfortable talking about it. And so I do feel like there's been, you know, a positive shift in people being more comfortable, more open. Hopefully there's less of a stigma around talking about mental health challenges or mental illness, because I've definitely, you know, I think that's important, and I've really seen that improve.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Lindsey Young, staff writer, editor with the Minnesota Vikings, and author of Olivia the Brave, joining us here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's talk about the book, kind of give us some perspective on it, because you stated eloquently that, you know, you've been there for the adults and trying to help people out, but you absolutely got to reach out and lend a hand to the young kids too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of always considered this idea of maybe writing a children's book down the road or doing something to talk about kids' mental health, but it was very much this non-concrete idea, sort of this one day maybe, and I was really inspired to actually sit down and do it by my 8-year-old nephew, Oliver. I have 2 nephews and a niece. And Oliver deals with some pretty significant anxiety challenges. And I've seen a little bit, you know, of myself in him. I've seen some additional challenges maybe that have been difficult for him that I did not experience. And so It was through both my auntie heart kind of aching watching him go through some of these challenges. But then on the flip side, also like seeing the resources that he had, whether it be just through really supportive open parents or resources at school or talking to a professional, and seeing how, you know, those resources really gave him the tools to navigate this. And so I thought, I want to do a book that is for, I'll say, kids like Oliver who deal with more intense anxiety than maybe their peers. But I also want it to be for the kiddos who maybe don't deal with a lot of anxiety, but they likely have friends or peers or classmates that do. And so I wanted to create a book that sort of introduced this topic of anxiety and mental health in, you know, a fun, gentle, age-appropriate manner. And that is where Olivia the Brave was born.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad that you've written this book, because we do have to take it a lot more seriously with regards to mental health of all ages. And the reason why I say this is because you know me, how, you know, I care for people, I care for communities, I care for young people specifically. And whenever I see stories, and I've seen a couple of these stories here, unfortunately, the last couple of years, of really, really young, like really young kids that took their lives because they were bullied at school. When those are the type of things that we have to fight and combat in society, I think that we have to do everything possible to deal with that, because it's not okay. And when we talk about mental health and everybody being healthy in terms of that, we have to do it for everyone. It's just not for adults, but it's also for young kids as well, because they are more vulnerable than adults.
Absolutely. And I think to your point, you know, what I hope for Olivia the Brave is that it helps kids put into words maybe what they're feeling or how they're struggling with their mental health. It can help open up conversations maybe with their parents or, you know, their guardians or whoever they're reading that book with. And I think that, you know, we have seen this kind of crisis of bullying and mental health struggles at such a young age. Like, it just is heartbreaking to me. And so if I can do the smallest thing that might help somebody, and in my case, it was writing this book about Olivia and her dog Tater Tot and kind of the challenges that Olivia deals with and how she navigates through that. Like, you know, I was all about it. And to be able to do it with my nephew as well was just a really special experience.
That is awesome. You know, and you are going above and beyond with all the work that you're doing, and I want to applaud you on all of that. I look forward to reading the book, but I do need a favor, Lindsay. All right, I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm going to call you out, because this book. Well, first off, for the people out there listening, how can they acquire the book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is available on Amazon. Again, it's called Olivia the Brave. You also can order it directly through my website, which is olivia-the-brave.com. You can read a little bit more about me, about the story behind Olivia. You can read, you know, kind of what people are saying about the book. But I would be, you know, thrilled for anybody who wants to get the book, whether it's for their own kids, if they want to gift it. You know, I do really believe in the message of this book and feel like it can make an impact.
All right. So this is the ask from me. Okay, and you can call me bougie if you want to, but I'm gonna obtain a copy, but you have to autograph it. I'm sorry, that's just a thing in my world.
Henry, because it's you and because I love you, you know that, I will do that for you.
I appreciate it. All right, hey, real quick before I let you go, do you get excited? Because, like, you know, Vikings, you're close to it, you work with the organization, whatever. Do you get excited as the fans do when we have the schedule, like, unveil?
I do, but I think, like, in a different way, because I feel like when we get the schedule, I can plan out my year. I'm like, okay, I know when we'll be in town, when we won't be in town. I know what the holidays look like. So I definitely get excited, but I feel like it was more just excitement when I was a fan. And now that I work with the team, it's a little bit like, okay, let's take out the calendar. Let's start looking at things. But it is always nice to see it, come out for sure.
Hey, last thing real quickly, I want to tell you this from the text line from the 952. Thanks to your guest, I'm a Vietnam veteran who has experienced mental health issues. I have said for that mental health awareness is the one good thing that came out of Vietnam. Now we just have to get the assistance that's available. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for whoever wrote that in. I mean, I couldn't agree more. I want to get resources out there as well as we can, and Olivia the Brave might be a really small one, but I hope that it can make a difference for someone.
Absolutely. That's staff writer and editor for the Vikings and author of Olivia the Brave, Lindsay Young, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.